Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I can't believe it's a chicken sandwich. I don't know why people get this. Why do people still get this worked up over a chicken sandwich? So Burger King was out there tweeting because they think they're Wendy's. They've been trolling Chick-fil-A. They have a new campaign where they're vowing donations to LGBTQ groups for every chicken sandwich that they sell on Sundays. Dan Cathy, who I don't even agree with all the time, he owns, the Cathy family owns Chick-fil-A. They built it from nothing, right? And I always said that if there's a problem with anything, like the problem with when we were without power for a week, Texas's electric grid, just get the Chick-fil-A people to come out and do it. And if you ever try to, have you ever, I'm not saying I did this, but if you've ever tried to drive away before they can say my pleasure, it gets said somehow magically. It doesn't happen. I'm pretty sure that it is just drilled into them that you are not allowed to let anybody go without saying my pleasure. My pleasure to help you. My pleasure. Like the nicest people ever. The spicy chicken sandwiches is my jam. I could live on that spicy chicken. If I had to eat one meal for the rest of my life, it'd either be hot wings or a spicy chicken sandwich. I love spicy food. Oh, I think. Maybe some enchiladas. Or maybe Kane's mom's tamales. I don't know yet. Maybe your mom's tamales.
It's her birthday today, too, by the way.
Happy birthday, Kane's mom.
Yeah.
We love Mama Kane.
Yeah.
But this, so Burger King, they said 40 cents for every sale of their new chicken sandwich. Well, first off, Chick-fil-A donates more than that.
Right.
They donate more than that, BK. FYI. And their burgers don't taste like they were warmed up by placing them between someone's butt cheeks. Just saying. Was that too specific for you? You know I'm right. Have you ever seen them? Have you ever seen them Burger King burgers in a commercial? I say this as somebody who after school, we had like maybe 40 minutes, right? Before we had track, practice, or whatever. And there was a Burger King that was adjacent to the parking lot of our school. I mean, we would haul over there. We'd be running. Go up there and we'd get, because it was the only, we were starving because we were, I was super athletic in school. And went up and I would just, you know, it was the only thing close that we could get. And I'd get, you know, the sandwich. But the burger, the bun was always flat. It never looked anything like it did in the ads. Chick-fil-A looks like they just made the sandwich for the ad and then took a picture of it and then handed it to you. Have you noticed that? I never get no smash bun at Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Because I look at that stuff. But I'm just saying. So anyway, they go, Chick-fil-A, they have a reputation of being anti-LGBTQ. Dan Cathy goes to church and he's a Christian. Why do y'all have to sit here and freak out? This has been an ongoing outrage for the left for over 10 years. Still? Y'all still mad? Because it's actually the opposite. And they donate more to charity and do more for charity than Burger King's. Like, I guess we'll do 40 cents for every sandwich sold. And we're going to sell them on Sundays as though that's like a cut down. At that point, they're not going after Chick-fil-A. They're mocking Christians and they're mocking businesses that stay closed on Sunday. Not because they're being controlling, but because biblically, Sunday was about making sure that you just took time off. It's not about you're grounded. It's about take time off and relax. Build yourself up. The first day of the week you are given and you get to relax. You get to take that first day and relax from work. First day of the week. And so there and it just shows I think Chick-fil-A cares about their employees. Whereas Burger King's like, nope, we're gonna sell them on Sunday, you know, because we care so much. But I just like, is their ad guy new? Like, I want to know who came up with this idea. Was this dude living under a rock or this broad living under a rock for the past like 15 years now? Because this has been an outrage. Nobody even cares anymore.
Not to mention when you compare the chicken sandwiches to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but Burger King doesn't even weigh in.
I have two friends. One of my friends, his name's Bruce. He is a gay conservative. And he did this whole video where he tried to, just mocking the left, where he acted like he was barred from going into a Chick-fil-A because of chickens that shoot lasers out of their eyes. And it was absolutely hysterical. And by the way, every time that they would shoot the lasers out of their eyes, they would make that brrrr sound, like the chicken sound. Oh my gosh, they'd cluck. It's hysterical. But I just don't, this just seems like stupid for Burger King to do. What's the point of this? Right? I mean, this is just a stupid marketing gimmick that seems incredibly disrespectful. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I got to find some happy headlines here. But first this. So a father was killed in Miami Beach. This happened yesterday. A man tried to protect his one-year-old baby from a crazed prohibited possessor. Tamarius Blair Davis of Norcross, Georgia, was high on mushrooms when he opened fire on Dustin Wakefield, 21 years old, at close range, and then he danced over the body as horrified onlookers dining outside on Miami Beach's famous Ocean Drive. This was Tuesday evening. And the CBS Miami reported this. Horrific. It's absolutely horrific. He leaves behind his one-year-old son. He gave his last effort to protect his child's life. Heroic father. And I hope that the death penalty is swift for his murderer. Moving on here, there's a lot of stuff to get to today. We got all kinds of developments. Apparently now there is more on this salmonella outbreak with the Italian-style meats. It did not stop me from eating my salami yesterday. The CDC and USDA are investigating two salmonella outbreaks linked to Italian-style meats. The outbreaks span across at least 17 states. They have resulted in 36 illnesses and 12 hospitalizations since August 24th. Now, according to the CDC, they are trying to distill down the list of producers. They said it's basically stuff that's like charcuterie assortments or things that are found in antipasto. That's the salami, the prosciutto, the things like that. And they said that they're trying to, because they still don't have it. They still don't have it dialed in. So just an FYI, don't buy anything that looks shady, right? Don't buy anything. No sketchy meats. Okay. No sketchy meats. That should go without saying, but you know, the Rolling Stones are going to continue touring without their drummer, Charlie Watts, beginning next month. Of course, that's not going to be great for Keith Richards, who said there was nobody like Watts to play with. Charlie Watts, as you know, passed away at age of 80. I love Charlie Watts' story. He met his wife before the Stones. He stayed with her all throughout the Stones. He was the best dressed, most well-behaved of all of the members. And he thought that rock and roll was basically dance music. And it was really jazz was where it's at. Some really great stories about him. But they are going to go on tour. It's not going to be the same, though. It won't be the same. It really won't. And apparently, drinking 8 glasses of water a day, you always hear that it's healthy. Well, there's more studies to show this. In fact, new medical research coming out of France says that it actually could be the key to a healthy heart for decades. So I was reading, I came on this article, and I'm just dying at the discussion that we are having. The headline is from the Washington Post. And during the pandemic, I don't know, people made some very questionable buying decisions. And the headline over at WAPO is, love them or hate them, Crocs are back. Sales have surged during the pandemic and the brand's signature foam clog is churning up everywhere. Says someone, they literally quote this person, I would wear them to the Met Gala.
Oh my God.
I mean, what? What? What is what? What? Like they're like $70 lavender Crocs. So they're like, I didn't know all this happened. Like they apparently, there was a recent collab with Justin Bieber, $70 lavender Crocs.
70?
Adorned with chipmunk and teddy bear charms. They sold out. Crocs also partnered with Balenciaga on an $850 platform clog. What? KFC apparently now There's a Hidden Valley Ranch themed shoe that has French fries, veggie sticks, and pizza studded on it. It's sold out in pre-sales. I can't even deal with this. What is happening to people? What is happening? But even more so, have you ever heard of the Jibbitz thing? This is what I'm... $5 for one of these things. They're like these... They're like little plastic charms that are shaped like everything from like cheese boards to Winnie the Pooh. I don't know. And you can snap them on your... Somebody invented Jibbitz and made themselves a frillionaire. Why didn't I do that? Sherry Schmelzer. She's from Boulder, Colorado. She invented Jibbitz. And she's like a frillionaire. They said that every month, what is it? They sell $2 million worth of Jibbitz. Every month, these things retail without tax or before tax, $249 a piece.
What?
Yeah. Juan, who is working with us now, he's been with us now long enough that we can talk about him. He was like, Crocs never left. Like, what? Oh my gosh. But I just can't even believe, like, this woman invented this. Like, she was like, these holes with that Crocs that we could put charms in them. And she's a frillionaire. Millions of dollars a month for something that retails for $2.49. $2.49. Right. How many of you people are buying Crocs and putting the little Jibbitz charms in the Crocs?
It's the new NFT.
Kane was like, God bless capitalism.
Americans and our allies are getting out of Afghanistan while the president remains clueless. An amazing network of people who refuse to abandon our friends and fellow citizens is getting things done. And I know because I'm in the middle of it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you about this ongoing effort and just how horribly the Biden administration is handling this crisis. This is information you need to know. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
In times like these, a nation puts out a calling, and Florida Man answers that call. Florida gave us Florida Man for times like these. Now, let's look at some people who are having a bad day. A Florida man in Boca Raton. His name is Stephen Wolf, but I adore the way his last name is spelled. It's W-U-L-F. And I don't know why, but I find that hysterical. W-U-L-F. It's like the way a drunk person would spell wolf, right? So a Florida man fell asleep in a Wendy's drive-thru. Actually, this is, Delray Beach man. Fell asleep in his car at the Wendy's drive-thru late this Monday night. Now, Stephen Wolf. How do you even say that? Is it still Wolf or Wolf? That's hard to say. He told officers who apparently, according to the police report, had to, quote, work quite diligently, end quote, to wake him up, that he had consumed 3 rum and Cokes at O'Brien's before the Wendy's incident. The police report said that the officer knocked on the window for several minutes, telling him to roll down the window. And the guy was fumbling with the gear shift and the air conditioner before he finally rolled the window down. And then he unlocked the door and got out and stumbled out. Stephen Wolf was asked what day it was. He swayed back and forth. He said he did not know what day it was or where he was even at. And so apparently he tried to go through the Wendy's, but he got out of his car and was banging on the window because that's not how drive-thrus work. As we all know, you stay in your vehicle. And then he got back in, and there were witness reports to this. But the officers noted that he smelled like alcohol, like the quote, the odor of alcohol emanated from his breath. He was slurring his words. He refused a breath alcohol test. He was booked into Palm Beach County Jail. Court dates pending. So he was released on his own reconnaissance. He's court dates pending. Oh, my gosh. And why? Just don't drink and drive. That's bad. Don't do that. Oh, my heavens. Let's see here. There's a couple of other things that I have. Oh, no, I can't say that. I can't have this one up. Ooh, this woman, Miami Herald, Florida woman gets in trouble on a Spirit Airlines because she lit up a cigarette and started smoking on the plane. First off, can I ask a question? How do you get a lighter on the plane? How did she get a lighter?
You can actually take lighters on the plane.
Not in carry-on. It has to be in check, doesn't it?
No, you can actually carry-on.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, I remember traveling with a buddy, and this was just last year, and you can take a lighter. Yeah, well, I was scared for the guy, but it went through.
Wait a minute. I can't take anything larger than 3.4 ounces of lotion, hand lotion, but somebody can take a damn lighter?
Right.
I'm literally watching a video of this chick on TikTok lighting a cigarette on the plane. And so clearly she got in trouble, right? I mean, that was some shenanigans that they were not going to have. And I'm like watching this whole time. I'm like, how in the world did you get a lighter on? They wouldn't even let you take. I watched one time after 9/11, somebody took some woman's aluminum knitting needles. I seriously watched that one time. So, but this chick can take a lighter?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.